Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. This week, my guest is Calvin Lee. Calvin, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello.
Calvin, how long have you lived in the area?
I've lived in Fremont for 32 years.
32 years, and that I would guess that's your entire lifespan.
Yes, born and raised in Fremont.
Born and raised in Fremont. Same house?
Yes, same house.
Awesome. How did you get to Prince of Peace?
So my mom, dad, and my family was going to First Emmanuel in downtown San Jose. And then family recommended us to Prince of Peace, so we started coming here.
And how long ago was that?
That was probably when I was about like 6 years old.
But, okay, so about 25 years ago, somewhere around there, you end up at Prince of Peace. And before that, you were at First Emmanuel in San Jose. That's a bit of a drive.
That is, yeah, like 32 minutes
wow,
or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this next question, but I could be wrong. What is your favorite restaurant, and what do you get from it?
You're a little bit...
I'm wrong?
Ike's sandwiches.
Ike's, see, now you thought, I thought it would be McDonald's. Yeah, because I always see you with McDonald's in your hand when you walk over to Prince of Peace, right? Okay, so Ike's. So where is Ike's?
They have locations in San Francisco, San Jose, Hayward, and they're trying to, and Utah, and Las Vegas. They started in the Bay Area.
Okay.
In 2009, I believe.
All right. And so what do you always get from Ike's when you go? Or do you change it up?
I get the Steph Curry sandwich.
The Steph Curry sandwich, really?
And sometimes I change it up. They have a secret menu where they can make anything from any other location you go to. So, for instance, if you go to Arizona, get the Kyle Murray sandwich.
Oh, the Kyle Murray sandwich. Okay, so then, it's kind of always sports-based?
Yeah,
okay.
Sports-based, or they can even make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And
oh, really?
Yeah, some locations, they make fries.
You typically get the Steph Curry.
Yes.
What's on the Steph Curry?
They put a lot of ingredients on it.
Is it like an everything sandwich, basically?
Yeah, basically.
What's the main meat?
You can pick any meat, like turkey. I pick turkey usually.
Okay, so Steph Curry with turkey.
Yeah, turkey.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Where's the closest Ike's to here?
Probably Hayward.
Hayward, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll have to check out Ike's next time I'm up that way. So this last Sunday, Pastor Zell did a kind of a second part to the message he did 2 weeks ago, talking about the kingdom of God and the Lord's Prayer and how it comes to us. And so are there two things from that message you thought were interesting or good or made you think some more?
Yes, there are two things that made me think some more.
Okay.
So the first thing was I've been going through a rough January.
Yeah.
I got a red light ticket first.
Oh, man.
Then I got in a little accident next.
I didn't hear about that. All right, so a red light ticket, then a little accident.
And then finally, one of my close friends passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Calvin.
So last week was probably one of the hardest weeks I've had. And then, so Romans 8:28 came to mind.
Okay.
And now I'm more comforted that God...
Is in control and comforting you and using all things for good, even though it's cruddy at the time. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry to hear about your friend, Calvin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The other one was Thy Kingdom Come, Matthew 6:33.
Yeah.
I thought that hit home for me. Like.
Yeah, how did it hit home for you?
Because it should be His will.
It should be His will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the way Pastor Zell had phrased that about how it sort of focuses how we should pray, or his will should be in everything that we do. Yes. But when we pray, it's like, it's your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
How carry it out in my life the way that you would have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Do you have a sport that you follow closely?
Yes, I follow basketball closely.
All right, so then I think I might know the answer to the next question. What team is your favorite team?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, you threw me off again, Calvin. It's not McDonald's, and it's not the Warriors. All right, so why the Brooklyn Nets?
I met the GM of the Brooklyn Nets when I was in 7th grade.
Really?
Yes.
And so who is that?
Sean Merks.
Sean Merks?
Yes.
All right, and he's the GM of...
He's the GM of the Brooklyn Nets right now.
How did you meet him?
I met him through one of my dad's old co-workers.
Okay.
And we went to a couple games when they were playing at Oracle.
Okay. And you're just a fan because you know someone in the back office.
Yeah,
the front office. I think it's front office. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so how are the Nets doing this year?
They're doing pretty good this year. Yeah. Not like middle of the Eastern Conference pack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't follow a lot NBA anymore, but I did read an article recently that Kyrie wants to be traded. That's going to be no good for the Nets, right?
He just got traded.
Did he just get traded? So what does that mean for the Nets then, do you think?
I think KD is still going to be with the Nets at the end of the trade deadline.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll still have Kevin Durant with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's all you need?
That's all they need. They just need a few good pieces around
him. Yeah. He's a pretty phenomenal player. Like, he's so tall and able to do what he can do. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing how many shots he can make and the difficult ones, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Tim Duncan. Remember Tim Duncan?
Does.
Yeah. Yeah. He could do everything, too. And he, but Tim Duncan, what was 7'2 or something like
that?
Yeah,
like 7'2 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, not a great dribbler, but, you know, it could shoot from anywhere.
Yeah.
Just amazing that way. Well, Calvin, I appreciate you making time to drive over here and to be on the podcast and let us all get to know you better. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on, Pastor Mark.